Welcome to another Sports Central. I'm Rick Drewer.
I'm Phil Fechner.
Now, Phil, we can't go away from the AFL because of the final series. What do you reckon's going to happen and going on?
Well, obviously, Rick, we've had a game already last night, this being Friday. So we've had Adelaide beat GWS quite convincingly, wasn't it?
It was a very comprehensive thrashing, actually. I the only thing I don't quite... I haven't been able to work out yet is whether Adelaide played really well or whether GWS played very poorly, or it was probably a bit of both, I reckon.
Yeah, I think you're right. I don't know whether GWS are quite there yet. You know, I mean, they've got a super side, but super sides don't be good sides, do they? You know?
That's right. I think it's the proverbial thing that at the moment they're a team of champions rather than a champion team.
Yep, that's exactly right. And well, then tonight we've got Geelong and Richmond. Who do you like there, Rick?
Oh, well, I think that is the million-dollar question. I mean, I know what I'm going to go for. I'm going to go for Geelong because I think Geelong have got the experience. Richmond have certainly got the record on runs on the board, although they did get beaten by Geelong two or three weeks ago. Not by very much, but they did get beaten by them. I just think that... And I guess they've got to turn the corner sooner or later, but Richmond's track record in finals is absolutely abysmal. And as I've just said, I guess one day it's going to happen for them, but I'm not sure it's going to be this weekend.
Isn't that the MCG, or is it down at Cadinia Park?
No, it's at the MCG. That's the other thing. Yeah, that's the other thing that Geelong...
Yeah, I always think it was like Geelong home game tonight.
Well, it was always meant to be, of course, because that's what the rules say. But there's an overriding rule, evidently, that says that at least one final has to be played at the MCG.
Okay.
And so because Sydney have got the right to the home game... and Port Adelaide have got the right to the home game. So poor old Geelong had their benefit of the home game taken away from them.
That's brought it back to a real 50-50 contest.
Oh, it has.
I mean, because you would have tipped Geelong, you know, no worries down at Cadinia Park. But at the MCG,
Yeah, I'm still going for Geelong, though.
Yeah. So will I reckon. But I reckon it's going to be a lot closer than
my first thought. I don't think it was ever going to be a one-sided affair, actually. And I guess everyone gets sick and tired of people saying the same thing. But I can't imagine the coaching staff at Geelong won't try and nullify Dusty Martin a bit. And
they've got the players to do it, though. You've got your Selwoods, your Dangerfields, that sort of thing.
And even if, what a compliment to the guy. Even if you cut him down to 30 possessions, you've probably done what you need to do.
Yeah. Then we've got Port and West Coast. I'm going to be lucky enough to be there too, Rick.
Well, I believe you've been given a royalty box
just
ticket.
Just a little. Yeah.
I guess it's who you know, isn't it?
Exactly right. My brother-in-law was very nice in giving me that.
Anyway, I believe Port Adelaide can win. I'm a bit surprised that all the newspaper experts, bar about one or two, think that Port are going to win as well. I think Port will win. West Coast, to just upset the apple cart a bit, have got an amazing track record at the new Adelaide Oval. I think they've won four of the five games they've played there.
I think they're the best side, obviously, other than Adelaide and Port, that have had the most success there out of the whole AFL. I believe I heard that this week.
So. And again, you know, it's the old story of who you've got to cut out. If you take Kennedy and the other big fellow, what's his name?
Jack Darling.
Yes. I mean, if you can nullify or at least reduce their effect, then I reckon you're halfway home. But then again, they've got Pritis and...
McCrae.
That's right.
Yeah, they have got a real good forward line, haven't they? A lot of goal kickers.
From a Port point of view, I guess I'd just like to think that perhaps they played their first final last week and they might be a bit fatigued.
Probably a good point.
I mean, and it was their first final because they wouldn't be in this final if they hadn't beaten the Crows last week. So it'll be a really interesting game, I reckon.
And then we got Sydney and Essendon. Well, my premiership favourite, Sydney.
Well, I've made some dramatic errors in calling local football lately, but I cannot believe that Sydney won't comfortably beat Essendon.
Yeah, no, I think they will. I know you've done a bit of research. I will flick back to you, Rick, because you've done a little bit of research of who's going to win, who's going to lose, and.
Well, I really think this could be a fascinating scenario because I think I would be amongst many people who think that Sydney could well be the premiership favourites, unless yep. you're a dyed-in-the-wool Crow supporter. And you can say, well, they finished top of the minor round, etc. And I think we've mentioned that that doesn't mean anything in winning literally premierships, six out of the last 20 only. And I personally think, forgetting any bias or non-bias towards Port or Sydney, I really think that Sydney, with their track record and form and having had the week's rest, I think they are my premiership favourites. Excuse me. So if you go from there and look at what I personally think might happen, I think that Sydney are going to beat Essendon. I think Geelong are going to beat Richmond, which means that Sydney play Richmond in the semi-final. And obviously I've picked Sydney to win the grand final, so I've got to pick Sydney to beat Richmond, or else they can't go on. If Port beat West Coast, they play GWS.
Yep.
And on the form of GWS last night and the lack of Mumford's appearance virtually at all.
And injuries now. They've got injuries.
If Port beat GWS, well, surprise, surprise, what happens is that then the crossover in the finals happens. And my scenario would be that then Sydney, they go to play Adelaide.
Now, goodbye, Adelaide.
Goodbye, Adelaide, because I'm picking Sydney to win the grand final. And it would be that if Port beat GWS, they played Geelong. Now, that might be a tall order, you know, Port on the MCG, but Port got within 3 points of Geelong at Cadinia Park. And if you remember, that's the game when if Big Charlie had been able to read his watch.
He got run down.
That's
from
right.
Behind,
and they only lost by 3 points. Yeah. So there is a possibility, which I'm sure everyone who's listening to us who's a Crows fan would die or roll over. There is a possibility that Port could be playing in the grand final against Sydney and Adelaide will be watching on.
Well, there's two Port supporters. Sydney is smiling. You know, it would be a lovely scenario. But anyway, we'll wait and see, won't we? But well, I mean, that's I love that way you brought that up there, Rick, because that's, you know, I think we're looking beyond the bigger picture and, you know,
Well, it could happen. I mean, the reality is that apart from what we already know about last night, anything could still happen, and all games are 50-50, although somewhere along the line you've got to try and make some logical argument why things might happen. Mm. And, of course, most of the time you come to a conclusion that's wrong. But anyway, there is a possibility there that Adelaide could be knocked out in the preliminary final against Sydney, because it would seem to me that they will be playing Sydney.
Yeah.
Not a matter of if they play Sydney, they will be playing Sydney. The one advantage Adelaide will have is that they're playing again at Adelaide Oval. Sydney, to be sure, beat them here just a week or so ago, but only just. But, gee, Sydney are a good side.
So Sydney can't play Adelaide in the grand final is the way it works out, isn't it?
Sydney cannot. There is no possible way that Adelaide can play Sydney in the grand final.
There you go.
The possibility is that, well, how would this be for a scenario, which I don't think is going to happen? How big a word is if in the sporting world? If Adelaide were to beat Sydney in the preliminary final and Port were to beat Geelong,
Port Adelaide
would play Adelaide in the grand final.
Wowee.
Gee, the Victorians would love that, wouldn't they?
You'd still get 100,000. They only switch your lights on over there and they get 30,000.
That's true.
Just quickly, we'll go on to the All-Australian side, Rick. Do you think there's any sort of upsets or people that you thought should have been in there? I won't go through the whole side. I think most people have seen it and heard enough about it. But
I reckon they've just about got it spot on. My only anticipation of people really arguing over the point would be, and how's this for being a Port man, I think the only maybe slightly contentious issue was whether Paddy Ryder got the position of first ruckman or Sam Jacobs. And although some people would say that Jacobs beat Ryder in the second showdown, that All-Australian side's taken over a total year's performance, and I think Ryder's... over the year's performance has certainly warranted that.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think Paddy's had a real great year. I mean, he had the year off, obviously, last year because of the drug saga. And he's come back bigger and better. And I mean, he really palms the ball. He doesn't just hit the ball or, you know, and he's around the ground. He is so strong. One of the strongest overhead marks I've seen. You know, I went down again the other week and watched him. It's just amazing. It's three deep and he'll pluck it out, you know.
Yeah. No, I reckon it's it reads a fantastic side. The only thing I would, as a piece of interest, I've got no idea how they decide to choose the captain and the vice-captain.
I mean, he doesn't even captain the Richmond side.
Well, that's
side.
Right. For those who don't know, they've chosen Alex Rance, who is without doubt worthy of being picked four times in that side, but he doesn't even captain Richmond, and yet they've given him the Guernsey as captain. So I don't know whether they do it on an alphabetical order or what they do. But anyway, that's
I mean, we won't go on about it too long. We'll slip onto the cricket for
just a brief minute. Yeah. I think after we gave them a bagging after their performance in the first test,
they fought back. Now
they did, and. And it's the once upon a time South Australian redback, Mr. Lyon, who's done all the work, which is
13 wickets.
13 wickets in a test match. Unbelievable. And opening the bowling.
Yeah.
But there you go. I guess it only goes to show that stranger things can happen in the subcontinent. And, you know, Davey Warner has slightly proven me wrong because. Up until now, he hadn't actually had a good track record in Asia, but a century in both digs is a magnificent performance.
Yeah. I mean, he's a real fighter, isn't he? He digs it out and, you know, he just sort of keeps going, doesn't he? He's, you know.
Yes.
That's all good.
The only thing that, and I think I mentioned it last week or the week before, the only thing is that I don't think you can take any line of form from what we've just seen in two test matches into an upcoming Ashes series, because it's like chalk and cheese playing cricket on the subcontinent to what there's going to be here.
Yeah, that's right. We play
and,
here.
And the concentration here, obviously, despite what Lyon's done over there, is that he'll get a Guernsey here, but it will be fast bowling, fast bowling, fast bowling on Australian tracks. So
he might even find himself out of a couple of the tests. I mean, you go to the Wacker where it's a quick pitch.
Precisely. You beat me to it. I was nearly going to say he might not even play in all the test matches. So we've got to finish with the local league.
Yeah, we've got to, because it was exciting round, wasn't it? You know?
Did I get any right at all?
No, it was the same, mate. I think we tipped the same this week. I mean, we weren't going to tip Freeling to beat the Barossa, were we?
No way, Jose.
You know,
and
good on them. You know,
and with Williston's track record, how could you possibly think that they could have beaten Newry, who only had to win to get into the four?
And I was at that game, and I only watched to half time, but they didn't look like winning. Didn't look like winning.
And then for Angaston to beat South Gawler, South Gawler are entrenched in third spot, and whether they just took the game on and didn't, you know, just
but
to get out the road.
Good but form,
winning
isn't
form
it?
Is good form.
Yeah.
I've got a dramatic call. I reckon with boxer back and hand back, I'm going to go for number four to beat number three. I reckon Freeling could beat
so
South Gawler. Oh, there you go.
No, I'm going for Freeling. Yeah. That's on, of course, on the Sunday. So we'll start there. So we've got Barossa. It's at Williamstown. So we've got South Gawler versus Freeling. So we're both picking Freeling, obviously. Do you want to quickly go through the other grades while we're there? Tanunda and Barossa and the Bees.
Look, I think I'd have to go for Barossa, wouldn't I?
I'll go for Tanunda.
I thought you might. Where do you live?
Yeah. Anyway, we're going to the 17s. South Gawler versus Newry. So South Gawler obviously finished above Newry.
Yeah, I think South Gawler probably.
Yeah, I think so too. I think they're the better side. I've seen a little bit of them this year. In the under-15s, Williston versus Gawler Central.
I think Williston might get up over there.
Williston, I think, too. I better not say too much on the game because I've got to umpire that game, but I do believe Williston finished. Well, they should have finished second, I think, and they lost to Newry.
Well, since you're umpiring and you've picked them, I'd say they're laying down Mazzeer, wouldn't they?
Yeah, we won't say too much. I won't go in there, but that's just a dummy pick. Okay, so we've got the Saturday, which is at Tanunda. We've got Barossa Districts in the A grade versus Kapunda. Can there be an upset, Rick?
No, I don't think so. I don't think it.
I think the ground will be heavy and it'll probably suit Barossa more so than the running Kapunda.
Yep. And, you know, as soon as you've got the big fellas down front, you know, if Obst doesn't get it, Shillabeer does. And if Shillabeer doesn't get it, then another big bloke will.
The big guys don't get any smaller, do they?
They don't, no.
Even in the wet, I mean, it's, you know. Okay, so we'll go on. So we both like Barossa there. South Gawler versus Angaston. Angaston never won a B-grade premiership, Rick.
Is
never
that right?
In their history. Can they do it this year?
No.
No.
No, I don't think
I'm going to tip them.
Oh, good on you.
I'm going to tip
them.
Right, okay. Yeah, South finished top, yeah. Angaston second. Yeah. Clearly the best two sides in the Bees this year. So I'll go for Angaston, you're going for South.
All right.
Gawler boy.
Yeah.
Okay, so we go to the 17s. Williston versus Tanunda.
Ooh.
Williston top all year in the 17s.
Yeah, Williston would have to.
I'd go with them too. And Newry, 35 wins in a row, have not been beaten since the... Is it the 2015 grand final?
And they won't get beaten again.
And they won't get beaten.
Right.
Yeah, I saw them last week. They are a very polished side. Alan Norton's the coach there. Yeah. And, you know, he's coached senior footy. He's coached down at Centrals. They're a polished side and they'll win that.
Yeah, speaking of, that's it, isn't it, as far as that goes?
Yeah, that's all the games.
Speaking of that, did you hear about, you know, the end of the season, the footy season, the club president and the talent scout went on a Australia-wide search for... new players.
Really?
Yep. And eventually, you know, after they'd done all this searching, they got back and the president met up with the coach. And the coach said to him, how did you go? And the president said, well, you wouldn't believe this, but we saw one side that has won 15 games in a row, kicks an average of 120 points per game. And there's another amazing thing. What do you reckon? Can you guess that?
No.
Well, he said that the vast majority of that side were all under 60 kgs.
Really?
Yep. That's... And the very few players that were over 5'6" tall were over 40 years of age.
That sound like jockeys or something, team of jockeys.
The coach looked at him and said, well, I don't suppose you signed any of them on. Do you know what the president said?
No.
No, I didn't, but I signed the coach to replace you.
There, I thought you were being serious for a minute. That was actually a joke. Well done.
Oh, I'm glad you recognised it anyway.
Very good, Rick.
All right. Well, that's all there is for today. I'm Rick Drewer.
I'm Phil Fechner.